The 22 experts from 16 different countries have come to the IAEA for a month-long fellowship program. These fellows were trained on how to use nuclear and isotopic techniques to conserve soil. It's hoped that the fellows can use this knowledge back in their countries to help make policies that will address soil erosion and land degradation. Kurt Durkin is the laboratory head of the Soil and Water Management and Crop Nutrition Laboratory of the joint IAEA-FAO division.
When we speak about policy making, of course, first we need to have the science right. We have to know how much erosion there is taking place. We have to know how we can protect the soil. And with this information, then we can improve, of course, soil conservation strategies, also policy. Policy makers can use this information really to improve legislation as well. We give these fellows the instruments really to help policymakers to improve soil conservation strategies.
During the training course, the fellows were taught how to detect soil erosion using fallout radionuclides and stable isotopes. Fallout radionuclides are found all over the world in minuscule amounts in the soil. These radionuclides can be human-made or have a natural origin. Christoph Van Oost from the University of Louvain-la-Neuve explains.
Tracers have been brought into the atmosphere by nuclear bomb tests in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s. And these have labeled our soils. And what it does is that in response to soil erosion and soil deposition, these tracers are also distributed over the landscape. And if we measure these tracers now, we can have a quantitative estimate of the rates of erosion and deposition based on the fallout radionuclides.
Whereas radionuclides help assess soil erosion rates, stable isotope techniques can help trace hot spots of land degradation. Lionel Mabi from the IAEA explains.
For example, fallout radionuclide could allow you to assess erosion rates and sedimentation rates, and compound-specific stable isotope allow you to get information about the origin and the apportion of the sediment. Knowing this information, then we can advise policymakers how to optimize soil conservation.
By measuring radionuclides and stable isotopes with special equipments and techniques, soil scientists can assess soil erosion rates and find sources of the erosion. Once the scientists find the source of the erosion, it becomes easier to tackle the problem. Ogioli Dominiquez from the Central University of Venezuela.
For the first time, in the sense that we have been able to quantify through some of the techniques, we quantify how much soil rate of soil erosion per year is happening in a certain place. And then with another techniques like CSSI, you can determine, qualify, which are the most important places where soil erosion is happening.
With the world affected by climate change and overuse of resources, science can provide innovative solutions to mitigate its effects. This is Steve Thatchett reporting from the IAEA headquarters in Vienna, Austria.